You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, our guest says the state DNR and Department of Justice should explain a major drop in fines for pollution.
First, we're checking in on the latest news at Lincoln Hill School for Boys. Over the last several months, new concerns about the youth prison have come to light, including news that an inmate was given the wrong medication twice and that school officials may have missed a red flag when it came to the hiring of their new superintendent.
Lincoln Hills and its sister institution, Copper Lake School for Girls, are both under federal investigation for allegations of prisoner abuse, child neglect, sexual assault, and other potential crimes. Federal agents are also investigating whether there was a pattern of civil rights violations against inmates.
Patrick Marley has been tracking the story, and he's with us now to share the latest. He's a state capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Patrick, welcome back.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Veronica.
Well, you reported on some new findings about a staff member at Lincoln Hills, its current superintendent, Wendy Peterson. And what did you find out about her past job performance before she came to Lincoln Hills?
So Wendy Peterson is the new head of the school, and prior to that, she was the deputy superintendent. Before that, she was effectively the principal or the head of the educational program at the school. Before that, for years, she worked at North Central Technical College, so I asked for her personnel file from there. And what I found out was that she had been demoted after her boss found that she did not have effective communication skills. So she was demoted. Her pay was cut by $14,000. She was told that if she didn't improve her ability to communicate with her superiors, she would face further job actions, potentially including termination. She quit about 2 weeks later and then went on to work for Lincoln Hills. Nothing we can see did Lincoln Hills ever do a reference check with North Central.
So you said she was given the opportunity at that job with North Central Technical College. She was given the opportunity to create a plan, improve. Is there any evidence that she did implement a plan and whether or not it was effective?
Yes, so she first got a letter in November of 2010 from her boss telling her there were these communication problems and they wanted to see from her a plan for improving. And she did create a spread. They gave her a deadline. She created a grid as to the different ways that she was going to effectively communicate and gave that to her boss. 6 months later, in May of 2011, she got a follow-up letter that said that plan had not been working. So I don't know if that means the underlying plan was a problem or that she just had not adhered to it, but that's when they said she was being demoted from an associate dean to a lower position and seeing her pay cut from about $74,000 to $60,000.
And you said that Wendy Peterson's new employers at Lincoln Hills, you couldn't find any evidence that they checked her references. Did you find any evidence that they had any sort of information about her past performance and maybe some of these red flags?
Well, I guess we don't know that. The Department of Corrections didn't answer the question as to whether they had done the normal reference check that you do of previous employers. The people who are Wendy Peterson's boss from North Central has moved on to a different job, and so I was talking to the human resources director at North Central Technical College. She said that as far as she knew, there had been no check from Lincoln Hills. The only other way that the Department of Corrections would have known about that is if they asked Wendy Peterson or she volunteered that information or, they learned it in some other way. But the Department of Corrections has never given me any indication that they were aware of her demotion and abrupt departure from the school.
And you talked about how she worked her way up from principal to deputy superintendent to superintendent, and you wrote and reported that there were staff concerns about her getting that superintendent position, that some staff actually tried to block it. What happened?
So she was a principal for a number of years and had some clashes with some staff. When she was up for the job of deputy superintendent, there was an effort to prevent that from happening, and there was a petition drive among the employees and they submitted to the secretary of the Department of Corrections at the time, Ed Wall, saying that they did not think she should be promoted into that deputy position. The department went ahead and gave her that job, and then she later became superintendent. That happened very quickly just recently when the Superintendent Wayne Olson, who had been put in just either late 2015 or early 2016, abruptly left his job, and then the new corrections secretary promoted Wendy Peterson into the job as of superintendent.
And what do we know about why she in particular was chosen for that job and what kind of maybe vetting process or interview process she went through at that point?
We don't really know a lot about why she was selected. You know, Lincoln Hills is at a pretty crucial moment. It's got this ongoing federal investigation. So I think they needed to find someone quickly. And, she is someone who has been at the school, familiar with the operations of the school, been in top-level positions for a number of years. They've had a lot of changeover at that school. And, you know, the last person they put in there was only stayed around for 3 months. So they might have been looking for some kind of stability, but that's a bit of speculation on my part because the department has not spelled out its rationale for why they saw her as the best person for this.
At this point, is the Department of Corrections standing by their decision to appoint her superintendent?
Yes. They said just before we published that story, when we asked some questions about it, that they see her as the best person to enact the reforms that they're trying to put in place up there as they try to make some significant changes at the school.
We're talking to the Journal Sentinel's Patrick Marley, and we're looking at the latest news from the troubled Lincoln Hills School for Boys in northern Wisconsin. And Patrick, I'm backing up a little. In April, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel covered stories about complaints that residents in Lincoln Hill were getting the wrong medication. What happened?
So we've found a case of a 15-year-old boy who's staying up there who was given some wrong medication in April, and he was. So he takes a medication daily. He was accidentally given his another inmate's medication and then immediately given his proper medication. He took this. His family was not informed, but his grandmother happened to visit the next day, said that she could tell something was wrong with him, asked him about it. He told her he had taken this wrong drug along with his regular drug. And the grandmother alerted the mother, who spent that weekend trying to get the attention of Lincoln Hills about this, and it's staffed differently. The management's not there on the weekends, and so she didn't hear from anyone, she says, until the following Monday. This happened on a Friday night, and so it was Wendy Peterson, who at the time was the deputy superintendent, called her, told her she would make sure that something like this never happened again. 2 weeks later, the exact same thing happened. A different staff member this time gave the boy again the wrong drug made the same mistake of the other employee. He took those drugs. They did not give him his usual drug that night. They did inform the mother of that. And so as you can imagine, the mother was quite upset by that. I wrote a story about that, and not too much longer after that, the boy in question that we've been writing about, his medication was wrongly given to his roommate. His roommate took that drug, and they had to get medical attention for him.
What's Lincoln Hill's response to this, and in particular their practice of letting guards administer medication instead of a nurse or other medical staff?
Right. So most Wisconsin prisons, it is the officers who give out medication. It's been that way for a long time. The only exception to that I know of is Tichita, which is the women's prison. There was a federal lawsuit there, and nurses dispense medication there. This has long been a concern for the officers who do this, saying that they don't have the training that they feel they need, to identify side effects and know about drug interactions. So they've been upset about it. Advocates for prisoners are upset about it. As you can imagine, it's much costlier to have nurses hand out this medication. The department did, after this most recent incident where I just described with a roommate of the boy we've been writing about got the wrong medication in his cottage. So Lincoln Hills is a campus with cottages scattered across it that the youth stay in. At that cottage, they are now having a nurse or nurses give out medication. They haven't made broader changes at Lincoln Hills. It's unclear how that's going to play out. But for the moment, for most, it remains the way it's been for years, where it's the officers giving it out. It does look like there may be a shift toward having nurses being more involved.
And just briefly, Patrick, the Department of Justice investigation is now at around 16 months. What can you tell us about how it's proceeding and what to expect?
Well, it's been a little quiet in terms of exactly what is happening at the moment. This thing's been out there for a long time, and in December, once it hit about the one-year mark, 50 agents and officers raided the facility. and did extensive interviews with staff and inmates. Since then, the investigation has been handed over entirely to the federal government, with the State Department of Justice only assisting. You know, when the state still had a role in it, the Attorney General said it could take another year. So that was maybe January that he said that. We haven't heard from the FBI exactly what their timeline is, so we don't know if that's been sped up some. But it is this dual investigation with the FBI looking at the criminal end of things and the U.S. Department of Justice looking at pattern and practice of civil rights violations. So I would expect that it's going to take a matter of months, but, you know, we'll see.
Patrick, thanks a lot for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
That was Patrick Marley, State Capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and he joined us to share the latest news from the troubled Lincoln Hills School for Boys in northern Wisconsin.